Les Rendez-vous de la Francophonie is an annual celebration that promotes the French language, heritage, and its numerous cultural expressions. The Canadian Foundation for Cross-Cultural Dialogue, in partnership with the National Campus and Community Radio Association, and this station present Les RVF Marathon, which aims to promote language duality in Canada across the country. Stay tuned for this marathon day of the Rendez-vous de la Francophonie and visit www.ncra.ca/RVF for more information on this event.
Quebec is a place filled with art, culture, and unforgettable history. But something that stands out is its music culture. From folk to hip-hop and everything in between, Quebec is enriched with a strong music and entertainment culture that not only lasts a season, but happen all year round. The sounds of Francophone music fill the air, but once you leave, you can only hear echoes. And why is that? The obvious answer is that Quebec is the only province in Canada that primarily speaks French. So the demand for French music outside of Quebec's borders is very low compared to the Anglophone music market in Canada. But how does that influence bilingual artists? Well, we'll be speaking to two bilingual artists and one French admirer to find out.
Le français comme étant cette langue-là qui nous a été imposée. On n'a pas vraiment eu le choix et puis aujourd'hui, ça nous permet de finalement tous se connecter dans l'espace qu'on appelle la francophonie.
Meet Borelson. This music inspirational, motivational, so you can feel exceptional and original, so special. Borelson is a hip-hop up-and-coming artist who lives in Toronto. He has been pursuing music professionally ever since he was 20 years old. Throughout his career so far, he has done performances with live bands and acoustically. But let's let Borelson describe his artistry.
I see my artistry as like a big house, and the basement is just anything from my African background on my Congolese side from my mom and my Gabonese side from my dad, and even all this culture that was around me when I was a kid. So that's the basement. And then the ground level, the foundation is actually hip hop, because that's really what resonates more with me, because my generation, we were born and raised into that, you know, popular music style. And then the walls of this house is actually any other genres that I learned after, but that really also resonated with me. It can go from jazz, blues, or even classical music. And at the top of this house, there's a roof, obviously, and there's also a chimney. So that chimney actually has a kind of like smoke, because you know, when you have a chimney, you can see that there's a smoke getting out of that chimney. And that smoke is actually the mix of all the results of all of these elements that you can find in that house. I grew up, yeah, in a multicultural environment / English friendly environment. So yeah, I can speak French. I think, yeah, I grew up speaking more French than any other languages actually, but it was English friendly. And I always just felt more attracted by the English language, and my mom was bilingual, so I think she just gave us, especially to me, that skill. And then, yeah, we're just like, okay, I'm just gonna go for it.
Although he knew how to speak French and English, he chooses to only curate music in English.
It comes from the fact that when I decided to do music specifically, because the poetry that I was writing, when I started writing poetry, was mostly in French. But then when I decided to do music, I think I just wanted to do like the people that I look up to. And so in terms of like rap music, most of the artists that I really resonate with, that I really look up to, they are from the States, most of them. That's why I think I decided just to do like the people I look up to, because I think that's how most of us proceed when you want to do something. Most of the time you just see, okay, these are the people I look up to, so I'm just gonna try to do like them. but my own way. So I think that's why it just came naturally in English.
I find that really interesting because you grew up in Africa, right?
Yes.
And so, like, weren't there French-speaking artists there as well? That,
yes.
You know, I just find that interesting how, like, the American culture really just overshadows everything.
Yes. So actually, yeah, let's be honest with that. It's just that, like I said, we, especially when you grew up in Africa, so some people see it like as a drawback and some people find like it's really actually a positive thing, but you just actually have one of the largest influence, because you have your African influences on one side and then on the other side all these Western cultures, you know, brainwashing you every day on a daily basis because of colonization. And I think I just resonated more with the Western culture coming from America.
Do you ever imagine yourself incorporating the French language into your artistry?
Actually, I don't really think so far. Oh. Yeah. I just go with the flow. So if maybe one day, like I cannot say like I will never do this or like I just go with the flow actually. So we never know. But actually so far, like I said, so far, yeah, I just use very few time, but it can happen like those French expressions, but doing like a bilingual track or maybe a track only in French or mostly in French, yeah, so far I don't think so, yeah. Like I said, otherwise maybe I would have stayed in France, but I think if I decided to move in Canada, especially in Toronto, is because I really resonate more with music in English and I really wanted to be in a Anglophone environment, yeah. So we never know, but for now, it's not really happening right now.
However, this doesn't mean that he will absolutely eliminate French from his artistry. In fact, as he said before, he likes attempting to incorporate French expressions into his art.
I try sometimes to use some French expressions, but only the ones, you know, that also exist in English, because both languages, that's what's interesting, is like in French we have some expression that actually are English words, but sometimes we only use that in French and vice versa,
like,
which is pretty funny. Huh?
What are some examples of that?
Yeah, so for instance, double entendre that we use in English, actually it's two French words, double and entendre, that's actually in French, but we only use that in English. But in French, we're going to say something else like double signification or something else. But yeah, or even something that you can have in both languages, but that's still French. Like when you say je ne sais quoi, that's French. But in English, we also use that or protégé, or ménage à trois. So these are the things that if you use that, I think both people like have like an English background and a French background can understand, because it's common. So these are some expressions that, yeah, sometimes I'm like, I should try to maybe use them. Not, I don't force myself using that, but sometimes I'm like, yeah, maybe I can play with that to just show my French touch, if I can say it like that, yeah. Original, so special and sensational, more than physical, spiritual, universal, lexical, extra dimensional, transcendental, bit a miracle. This is magical, mystical, supernatural, this confidential, hustle and success, phenomenal. But humble yourself, cause we humans after all. Hey! Native French speaker Ada has been pursuing music since 2012. So far, she has released one mixtape and two singles that will be on her up-and-coming mixtape. Ada's artistry is inspired by pop, R&B, and funk music. Ada is the second bilingual artist we'll be speaking to.
I was born in France. I was born in Paris. I grew up there my whole life. When I turned 15, my mom decided we were going to move to Canada. My mom always wanted to move to the States originally, and I also wanted to move to the States for music because I grew up on American music, essentially. And I thought, man, if I'm going to sing, I'm only going to sing in English, and I'm going to have to learn to speak English, and I'm going to have to learn to sound like American. so that, you know, they take me seriously when I go there. That never happened. My mom instead got the opportunity through work to move to Canada. So there was a video conference with Quebecers promoting Quebec and promoting, you know, jobs for French people, that sort of stuff. So my mom immediately applied after the phone call because that was something that she had been looking for, some sort of a way out. She told me she applied, and I kind of chuckled at her, thinking, well, we're not going to be there in 10 years. I thought it was like moving to America, super complicated and stuff. But 2 years after, we were actually moving out, and so we moved to Montreal. I lived in Montreal for 6 years after that, and I just moved here about 3 years ago, Toronto.
Ada was consistently surrounded by the French culture, but yet she always knew that she wanted to pursue music within the Anglophone music industry.
To me, English sounded really cool. It was like, I guess, you know, you're always attracted to what you don't have type of situation. Like, I felt growing up because one of the things I guess I should say is America does a really good job at advertising themselves. And by that I mean, you know, through artists, through movies, you know, there's a lot of American movies in European countries. Like, most of the movies that we watch are American movies, or most of the artists that we listen to, American artists, you know, fast food arriving in Europe and that sort of stuff. So every time I watched a movie, or every time there was a new cool song, it was always American. And growing up, it made me think that if I wanted to make cool music, or be in cool movies or whatever, I would have to go to America and I would have to learn English. And I don't know, there was also something about the language that just appealed to me. It just sounded cooler. I guess, you know, growing up with French, it was something that I took for granted. You know, I wasn't romanticizing on my own language because I already knew how to speak it. It was just an everyday thing, but I was romanticizing yours.
Did you ever consider doing a song in French or an album in French?
I still think about it. It's funny you're asking me this. One of the songs in my first album has a little bit of French in it, and it wasn't my idea. It was one of the guys' ideas. He was like, "Yo, you should have at least the hook should be a sentence of whatever in French." And I was like, "Nah, no, I don't want to put any French in the song." He had to convince me, and then eventually I heard what they were trying to do, and I was like, "Yeah, that works. I'm okay with that because there's just a little bit of French in it." But I don't know, even still today, I wonder if I want to do something in French. I don't know. Now I feel like it's a little too late. I've almost been in Canada for 10 years. Going back to French, I don't know, it's a little rusty too.
Although Ada feels like it's a little too late, would a grant ever change her mind? Would you ever consider doing a song in French if you were given like a grant for that song?
Oh my God. So that was one of the points I was going to make, and I was interested if I should bring it up. My boyfriend was like, we were applying to the grant together. He was helping me with that. And he said, so for the grant, we had to make a marketing plan. And in the marketing plan, we had to explain, you know, pretty much my plan for the summer, which is to go on tour. So we're going to perform there. This is how many people I can bring, that sort of stuff, you know, just data. And he tells me one of the things that you should say in that marketing plan is that you plan to write a song in French for when you're touring in Quebec. And to this day, I still have to confirm with him. Well, it's in the plan. So technically, like, if I get the grant and I made the promise, I'm going to have to do that. But I still look at my boyfriend and say, you know, this is just a little bit of embellishment. It doesn't mean I'm actually going to make a song in French. But we'll see. I'm going to have to reread the rules.
I'm addicted emotionally. Will I stop pretending? Eventually. Cause if you think about it, there's no point in denying what's inside. If you really think about it, there's no point in hiding what feels right. I can't believe it. Are you gonna show me more tonight?
So far we've learned that the American music culture has a strong influence over bilingual artists' decision to market themselves as an Anglophone music artist. But But let's flip the script and get a different perspective. I spoke to one monolingual artist who chose to incorporate French into his latest album, XXY. Meet Chopé.
Est-ce que ce siège est disponible?
Yeah, it's all yours.
Qu'est-ce que tu fais?
Thinking? Writing, really.
What she wants is a man who is always there. That I can be the one who's gonna give it to you.
Chopé curated 3 mixtapes and released his first ever album, XXY, in May of 2018. Here's Chopé explaining his latest project.
The whole project is about just love and romance and kind of like the ups and downs of it. I kind of tell my story of trying to make this thing work out with this young lady for 4 years. It was on and off, didn't work out, eventually had to let it go when I realized that it wasn't meant to be. And when I let go of what I thought I wanted, that was when I was able to get what I actually needed. So the project is called XXY. Just that's kind of like an ode to my biology background. So genetically, women, females are XX, right? And males are XY. So XXY is kind of like a symbolic representation of the union between man and woman, just like as it has to do with pretty much the relationship between man and woman going through everything that is involved in that, romantically, emotionally, the ups, the downs. And so I named the project XXY just as a symbolic way of saying, I'm going to talk about love right here, and we're going to dive into this.
His artistry is a mixture of a variety of genre, from pop to Afrobeat, but his latest album, XXY, complements the diversity of his artistry the most.
I love music of varying kinds. I grew up listening to everybody from Sade, who in my mind is, I don't even know who Sade is. Mm-hmm. She's the epitome of a walking goddess in my mind. I love Sade. Sade, hit me up if you hear this. Sade, King Sonny Idea, Fela Kuti, Michael Jackson, a little bit of Tupac, most recently Drake, Cole, Kendrick, Lecrae, Andy Mineo, The True, so Kirk Franklin. So like my musical taste like really span the gamut, right? And so over the years, I've just always liked to explore new sounds. I do think this project was me kind of honing in a little more on sounds that I like. So the project is, this project kind of like plays with hip hop, R&B, Afrobeat, and just a touch of jazz. But that's just a function of the fact that I like so many different musical forms, and I like to push myself and explore and see what I can create, see if I like that so much. I wonder if I can flex my muscle and learn, pick up a new skill. So that was just a function of me really liking music and wanting to make music.
But the challenges did not end there. When it came to curating XXY, Chopé also featured French in his album. You have a couple of songs on your album that are titled in French. So like, Je suis ici, News de, et c'est vrai. Can you talk a little bit about those songs and why you chose to add a French component into this album?
Absolutely. My wife is French Canadian. Love her to death. Shout out Marjolaine. Mother of my kids. Love of my life. So there's that immediate connection to French culture. But also, I said, like, getting to travel, I'm getting a real appreciation for just people, right? People as human beings, to see how they do life and just how it's so, a lot of it can be so different from what we experience, right? And so, an experience in exploring different cultures, my most accessible cultures are English, obviously, my Nigerian culture and French culture, just as a function of who's immediately around me. And so it was important for me to put that because I do have French speaking fans, you know what I mean? And so it was important for me to put those records there just as an extension of who I am as a person, as an extension of the multiple parts that make up my identity, right? So even though I may not be French Canadian per se, because my wife is French Canadian and I joined with her in union, there's a degree to which I have adopted some of that. Much like in the same way, even though she's not Nigerian, she's united with a Nigerian, so she's adopted some of that as well. So it was just important for me to kind of like put that out there and also just remain musically versatile, because like, who's doing that? You know what I mean? I knew it would sound really good. I knew it would feel really good. It was just another thing to kind of like stun on everybody and be like, yo, I do this. I can do this. You know what I'm saying? So, and then those records factor heavily into kind of like the flow of the album. Like, the album has a story and narrative to it. And the narrative really follows my real life experience about how this one relationship didn't work out with this one girl, finally let that go, ended up meeting this other woman who would end up becoming my wife, and she was French. So it was kind of like there's so many different layers to it. It was important for me to put that in there from a real life perspective, because this is the actual story, but also just from like a also on just like a creative level. Like, yeah, I wanna push things. I wanna do things that I don't think people have thought of before, and just kind of like push the boundaries a little bit. Yeah.
I love you. It did. Who knows? It is.
Whether the artist is an admirer of the French language or a bilingual artist, they all choose how they want to market themselves linguistically. Marie-Josée Després, a general director from La Société Professionnelle des Auteurs et des Compositeurs du Québec, SPACQ, gives us some insight on other reasons that might persuade an artist to choose one language over the other. When I'm speaking to artists here in Toronto, they're saying that because they're so inspired by the American culture, that it just encouraged them even more to like learn the language and produce music in that language. So,
well, because it's easier to export. That's something that you can reach a different market. Mm-hmm. And it's not just the fact that they want to switch, or you know, but there's revenue interest attached to it. Obviously, if you speak English and you can create write lyrics in English and create some good material, obviously you have a better chance at, you know, international career and greater revenue stream, because obviously you're enlarging your public and your markets. Mm-hmm. So that's a totally different spin. Obviously, when we work in French, we will be attached to different French community throughout Canada and or France. So that's a little bit, well, France is quite a big market, but it's still, you know, a smaller market than United States, England, and whatever countries that the main language is English. So that's a different spin or a different perspective on their career.
And how does that make you feel, knowing that like some artists who are completely bilingual or fluent in French choose to create music in English?
Well, you know, that's their choice. Obviously, you know, at some point, some people started in French, they switched to English, some other started to English, and then finally came back to French. And it's, you know, whatever the person feels comfortable, sometime, and, you know, project can be in English, some other time, and the writing is totally different, too. So it's, you know, it's a personal choice. That, you know, if all the French artists would start, you know, writing in English, that would be bad. But that's not the case, no. Technically, mm-hmm. Yeah. In Quebec anyway.
Mm-hmm. And would you say the Quebec music market is growing too?
Well, it's growing too. It's a growing pain, because everybody suffers from the digital environment, and that the platform don't pay artists properly, and so we still have, but it's still in good health, because there's still a lot of creation going on. But yes, artists are striving to have better remuneration compensation for their work. As everybody else, because discoverability on the internet platform is quite difficult, mm-hmm. because you're swamped into a world of millions and trillions of musical work coming from all over the world, and mostly English. Yes, but that's the digital world, and that's the digital issues that we are trying to deal with, mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's a common battle and interest for all the organization of the music industry in Quebec, mm-hmm. we, you know, whether they are a music publisher, record label, and or for us in a, you know, for authors and composers, we have all the same issue. It's kind of, we need to have our repertoire to be discoverable and make sure that we have a better chance at, you know, better revenue stream.
Yes, definitely. And is there like a particular like strategy that you would suggest French artists should pursue to become more popular and make more revenue?
Well, depending on what is their perspective of their own career, concerts is a good revenue stream. Although, you know, there's more and more smaller venue, and sometimes it's interesting, but obviously smaller venue, you have to reformat your concert, and then so it's smaller groups, smaller fees, and so it all comes together as to what you can do. But mainly they have to, it's the main question for me is still the discoverability on the internet platform, the Spotify of this world, to make sure that they are present, and they need to understand how it works and how the algorithms works, and trying to work around and making sure that and we're working as groups, organization here, we're working to make sure that we have a better copyright act in Canada as other organization in the country as well, because we work, it's a federal act, so we work across the board, east to west coast on this, but the copyright board, and making sure that we have better royalties coming from the copyright board decision on different tariffs. And so there's a lot of action that we take to do. We do lobbying, so political representation with the different government, trying to make sure that they understand our point, that the creators, without creators, you don't have any product, you don't have any culture, and that so it's they need to be, their work needs to be valued and recognized properly.
Je vois le français comme étant cette langue là qui nous a été imposé, on n'a pas vraiment eu le choix, et puis aujourd'hui ça nous permet de finalement tous se connecter dans l'espace qu'on appelle la francophonie.
Thank you for joining us for this marathon day of Rendez-vous de la Francophonie, presented by the Canadian Foundation for Cross-Cultural Dialogue, the National Campus and Community Radio Association, and this station. For more information on les Rendez-vous de la Francophonie events, or to provide feedback on the show, visit www.rvf.ca.